moved south to a new state. Pawned my guitar to get there. Slept on the floor of a friend. I got a temp job, government work. I know that it was weeding, but they gave it a glorified title, foliage reconciliation. 4:30 a.m., a field truck picks up 60 of us, men and women. The sky is dark and hot, the air thick as damp pepper. A two-hour ride to the work area, no one talks. A blazing sun rises, men strip their shirts, someone sings. After riding 40 miles, we enter what appears to be a tunnel, pitch black and sauna temperature. After riding 40 miles, I see through the steam of the truck's headlights, we're on a road in a dense jungle of vines, massive, tangled, thick as sleeping snakes, some 30 stories tall, blocking the sun, the stilled arteries of a giant beast. At the campsite, we're issued overalls and cutting tools. The blades are rusty and broken. A whistle blast, 7 a.m., we begin. We work by the light of flares, hacking at vines. No one talks. I attempt a joke. I think I'm going to be sickle. No one laughs. Blades whip the air, gouging at bark. Weeks will pass. Lift, cut, lift, cut. On and on and on until I seek refuge in anything to end the monotony. A postal worker's position or a root canal. An old man covered in sores and continuously wheezing has been there 40 years. He's allergic, a worker tells me. Why doesn't he quit, I ask. They stare as if I've lost my mind and lose his benefits. Two strict 10-minute breaks and lunch. Mandatory state regulation. Everybody says it every day. The truck comes at 6, it's always late. I wring out my overalls. Coming home, the air blows sweet against our faces. After working 3 months, I save enough to get my guitar out of hock. The job never gets any easier, nor do we make any headway with the vines. What we clear at night is grown back by morning. I work alongside an old woman who I make friends with. Before I quit, I ask her why we never make a dent in the vines. They grow too fast, she said. I've been here 40 years and we've come no further. I tell them they should start with the roots, but they're too busy to hear. Then she bent her head and cut. Whoa, whoa. Lift, cut, on.